Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Thursday. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, and I'm so glad you've tuned into our program. Since Monday, I've had the wonderful opportunity of having Leslie Johnson, our clinical director at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, with us. She has been in the field for decades. I'm going to tell on her age here. She works with individuals, adolescents, couples. She runs groups. She speaks all over the different tri-county areas, and this week she has been talking about the topic of solo parenting. Welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is a topic that affects many, many people. Can you just review the stats out there of solo parenting?
17 million in the United States.
I was really shocked on Monday when you shared that stat.
It's astronomical. And it's not I don't think it's talked about very often. You know, you mentioned I do some speaking, and I do some speaking on this as well. And I pretty regularly have people come up and say, I'm so glad someone's finally talking about it. I think particularly, and this could be a whole other week, in the Christian community. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about 67% of single parents don't go to church for fear of being judged.
That hurts. That hurts my heart. Mm-hmm. And I said when you shared that, I hope that there are some church leaders out there that they can look at their ministries. Do they have a ministry to single parents? Mm-hmm. And something occurred to me as we moved through this, but I wanted to throw this out, Leslie. Do we view this time frame, solo parenting, single parenting, as just being put on hold? Until they get married again? Okay, so you were married, you do have children, or maybe you weren't married and you have a child out of wedlock.
Yes, right.
But you will get married. Don't worry, honey. One day you'll get married again. And so that becomes the goal versus let me help you during this season of life that you're in and may be in for some time.
And, you know, we could really go off on a tangent on this one.
We could both go off on a lot of tangents, I think.
But there's statistics. 50% of people remarry within 3 years. And I believe a lot of it is related to what you just said, as well as perhaps not keen in on some of the points we're talking about this week, to really being able to bond with the children, to revamp life, you know, to not feel like that's a have to, or that to revamp your life so that there's not a void, so that it's no longer empty seat, dad, kid, that it's mom, kid. This is our family now.
Yes.
We don't need to fill that.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's, we talked some yesterday about the brokenness and the staying with God and, to kind of rejecting bitterness. And I think if you do some of those things, because you know, I don't know exact statistics on this one, but second marriages often fail.
Yeah. Second marriages have a higher rate.
Yeah.
They have a higher rate of divorce.
Right.
But not the ones where there has been focus and desire, where God is there and giving direction.
Yes.
We've heard some amazing stories on blended families.
Yes, absolutely. And hopefully we'll be back to talk about some of those issues with blended families as well. And the joy. There's joy after mourning. And we talked yesterday about how God does not forsake us in our brokenness and in our mourning. But one thing I wanted to move into, yesterday we started talking about communicating about single parent issues with our children. Whether they're 3, 13, 33, you know, you're going to communicate different ways and to initiate the conversations. Moving into the next point, though, is to establishing healthy communication skills the other way around, when they're talking to us. One of my favorite things to say to parents, whether you're single or not single, you know, married, intact family, whatever the scenario is, grandparents, if you're rearing kids of any age, when they talk, you listen, put duct tape on your mouth.
If you have to.
If you have to.
Two layers.
Envision the duct tape.
Yes.
I can't tell you how often I have a family in my office. And I think this is even more important for solo parenting because you're the only one.
Yes.
They can't go, oh, mom's not going to listen. I'm going to go talk to dad.
Yes.
You know, you're the only one that you need to be quiet to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's how you listen. That's mm-hmm. how you validate is mm-hmm. you let, because particularly for teenagers, the real stuff comes about 7 or 8 sentences later.
Oh.
If you don't get that, if you're telling me, my kid's not talking to me, I ask, are you listening? Well, yeah, I listen. They know I'm always here. Or are you just jumping to fix?
Yes.
On sentence 3?
Yes.
Okay, so you stop, you listen, you validate. That's how you validate. And again, you don't get to the 7 or 8 sentence unless you're quiet and you don't interrupt. Reserve your judgment. You're showing respect when you're listening in that matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're listening, you know, watching body language, of course, is very important. Empathizing with your child. People say, well, how do I really empathize? You know, and this is hard. We talked about that cloudy space when you've gone through a loss in your solo parenting and why it was so important to create some space to be able to empathize. But you're empathizing just by listening.
Yes.
You can be feeling tremendous pain when they're talking. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking with them, your eyes are open, you're looking at them, you're listening, you may be envisioning duct tape on your mouth, mm-hmm. and you're nodding or you're, you know, that's validating.
Mm-hmm.
That is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
and
not
they
rocket
are sense. Feeling important.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
I think as a child with a broken family,
mm-hmm.
Often they're the ones who are feeling pushed away because mm-hmm. nobody has time for them. Mom, dad doesn't have time for them
right.
because they're managing so much. But that 15 minutes of just listening is powerful.
Yes.
We need to listen to our sponsor. So we will be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Leslie Johnson right before our break, the topic solo parenting and just establishing healthy communication skills, listening to our children, and showing empathy too. And I had this question before our break. Talking to them though, just simply saying I understand or I get it,
mm-hmm.
without trying to fix it.
Yes. Without trying to fix it. And, you know, as parents, it's common to want to fix. You know, we have years of experience beyond, mm-hmm. you know, what they may have when they're 3 or 13 or whatever the age. But that doesn't mean it's their fix. And, you know, responding, don't react, be specific, avoid lecturing. All of that can really build healthy communication skills. Another point I wanted to talk about, though, to move into is managing emotions. And I'm talking about the parents' emotions,
okay,
the adults' emotions. It's very important to have some self-awareness about perhaps how emotions are being expressed. First, identifying them. How do I feel? And how am I responding to mm-hmm. different scenarios? Am I self-aware? Do I have control over my feelings in the presence of my children? I want to, and this seems silly that we have to give permission for this, but to give permission for timeouts for parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel like you don't have control because the pain is too intense, it's okay to, again, this is where we have to elicit our support network,
mm-hmm.
to say, can you please take the kids for the day?
Mm-hmm.
And then perhaps, you know, one of the things that, you know, you might jump to, well, if I don't have the kids, I got to go to the grocery shop and I got to do this, I got to get all this stuff. It's okay to just go home and curl up in the corner and cry.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't stay there.
Yes.
But and to envision, I meant to say this when I talked about staying with him and staying with God, versus isolating yourself from God, to envision his arms wrapped around you while you're in the corner crying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, distractions are okay. Having the kids distracted for you, take your own time. Then you're going to be able to manage your emotions better.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have more mental space, have more self-awareness about how you're responding, because you're the ultimate role model. You're the solo parent.
Yes, yes, and they're looking to you. Is it okay? I've done this, and so I guess you can tell me whether it was okay or not. When the emotions are at a point where you're not doing a very good job of managing
mm-hmm.
them, and you don't have someone to call and say, come take the kids,
yes,
is to say to your children, you are not doing anything wrong right now. I am in a bad place. I'm working to try to get out, but it's just a little bit harder right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you. I just need a little space. I've got to go off my room or go for a walk.
Yes.
But admitting to your children that you're struggling.
Absolutely.
And it's not their fault.
That's right. And I think that that's key.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes when we don't have that mental space and we're not self-aware, even anger, mm-hmm. we might bite at them.
Yes.
You know, and then a lot of shame and guilt can come from the kids because they think that they've created all of this. So I think that point is absolutely, it's a great suggestion. It's a have to.
Yes.
To make sure kids know that they are not at the fault for your negative emotion. Managing stress, you know, we talk a lot about mindfulness nowadays in our field.
Yes, we do.
And again, that's a whole other week of conversation. But it's, and this goes along with managing emotions, spending quality time with the kids, but to be in the present is really important. And that allows that mental space to open up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to manage our emotions more when we don't go to, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay for their college when they're 3 years old?
Right.
You know, mindfulness, being in the present,
mm-hmm.
Enjoying the smell of your toddler, of your teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into my teen son's room and go, oh, my gosh.
This is a hard smell to enjoy, Leslie.
And then I remind myself, oh, my goodness, he's going to be going away to college and embrace the smell. You know, and just simple things like that. So easier said than done. I think that point particularly, Christina, is easier said than done.
Managing emotions at all different stages in life is difficult, but flying solo in parenting, I believe, just doubles that difficulty.
Yes.
And so I'm so appreciative of these points. I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website, perspectivesoftroy.com. Call our office, because we have people here that can help you if you need it. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.